I'm Karen, founder and skipper of Sporting Sheroes, an organisation that helps women in sport to raise their profile and develop great sponsorship packages. This is the Data Talks Sports CDP Crash Course Podcast. Data Talks makes it easy for sports organisations to sell more tickets and merchandise and negotiate sponsorship agreements of higher value. Our community, Women in Sport Beyond the Hashtag, is for everyone involved in women's sports space, and we'd love you to join us, whatever your sport, whatever your level, and whatever your role. So welcome to my April guest host slot. And this month, I'm focusing on winter sports, be they team sports such as football, hockey and rugby, or snow and ice sports such as skeleton, bobsleigh, speed skating, and more. Why, you may ask, as we take our first tentative steps into spring and summer, are you focused on winter? Well, here's the thing. When we're all in the season for our sport, the sport itself is actually what we want to focus on. That means that off-season is the perfect time to review, revise, and reflect across every aspect of our clubs and teams. A strategic three-stage process is helpful for identifying where improvements could and should be made and should be considered for both on and off the pitch, run or track. Coaches and managers will be reviewing footage of the past season's performances, looking for opportunities to achieve marginal gains. They'll potentially change team composition, style of play or competing, and may trial individuals in different positions perhaps. So, whilst they hone the athletes, the commercial and senior management teams should be working at their hardest to ensure the club or team is set for success financially, in terms of fan experience, and the overall smooth running of the organisation throughout the summer. A mixture of scrutinising the data, innovation, and well-organised implementation are required to achieve this. Summer is not the time to take your eye off the ball. It's the perfect time to front load the hard work and in so doing, ensure a stress-free and well-run season. I believe a three-stage process will help you to absolutely nail this. Review, innovate and model, refine and implement. Let's start with review. So often, organisations gather data and then let it sit in the great worldwide wonder web and do nothing with that information. Here's the thing, the stats don't lie. I would say beware the person who wants to shortcut this stage, saying, we don't need to do all that, we know what's going on. But to a degree, he or she will be right, but I guarantee that there will be some surprising insights if you look at the data as well. Think about it. We all think we know what we spend our own money on, that we have a good idea, for example, of our spending habits. We know what we've spent our money on, don't we? Then we go through our bank statements, note down every pound, dollar or euro spent, start to categorise it, and patterns start to emerge, some of which are likely to take us by surprise. The exact same is true of organisational stats and data. Scrutinise the data, not just for players and teams, but also for points of sale, for tickets, memberships, merchandise, hospitality, and your sponsorships. As you do so, make sure you review your communication strategy stats in detail as well, as these will provide great indications of what is working and, more importantly, what isn't. Survey your supporter base. Let them tell you what they love and what they don't. The second stage is innovate and model. Now you have the data, you can see more clearly where efficiencies might be made, both in terms of human resource and effort, and financially. Is it time to put out to tender for new suppliers? Are you spending disproportionate time and effort on a form of marketing that isn't being seen or read, and that time spent putting it together could be repurposed more usefully elsewhere? This is also the time to test out brave new ideas, such as new food and beverage options, sponsorship packages, audience engagement styles, membership levels, and more. Then model your new changes and innovations. See how they sit within your capacity and your existing operations. Make sure you've taken a holistic approach to ensure that whilst they work well in one area, they do not detract from another. Note it down. Take the stats. Once you think you have it right, if you have a friendly summer league game or tournament, it's the perfect time to try things out and also get some feedback from your athletes, audience, and operations teams, who ultimately are the ones who are going to have to implement them. So third and finally, it's time to refine and implement. So now you have last season's data. Your team has come up with a number of new ideas that you have modelled on paper and, if possible, in practice as well. So it's time for one final review of all that information before full implementation. It's time to do, ditch, or delegate to another season, perhaps, the ideas you think may have legs, just not right now. Bearing in mind that people can be resistant to change, ensure you allow plenty of time to onboard your teams with new practices and fully embed new ideas before the busyness of the new season kicks off. Ideally, your commercial teams, your executive leadership, your players, and your managers and coaches should all be committed to making it work, with any niggling doubt reasonably assuaged by the end of the summer. I'll leave you with one final thought, and as you might expect, it's about sponsors. Athletes I work with are often reticent to change what's worked in the past and are worried about losing a sponsor if they switch things up. They're absolutely right to do so. After all, this is funding their passion, their sport, and their ability to compete. But you know what? In my experience, a sponsor loves to see a forward-looking athlete, team, or club that has their sport and their supporters' best interests at heart, wants to move forward, is innovative, and has a firm eye on the future. As the saying goes, you can never cross the ocean until you have the courage to lose sight of the shore. My view is, if you do it from a well and data-informed basis, you're more likely to not only successfully reach the other side, but the crossing will be smoother. So that's a wrap for this month. I'm Karen, the founder and skipper of Sporting Sheroes, guest hosting this podcast for Data Talks. Come and connect with me and the awesome Data Talks team on social media, and don't forget to join our fantastic community, Women in Sport, beyond the hashtag. All the links are in the episode description.